new round of bombardment. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Russia seems to be ramping up attacks on Ukraine, even as another round of peace talks continues.
Over the past 24 hours, U.S. defense officials say airstrikes here within Ukraine have doubled compared to previous days. And it's a sign that any of these promises that are being made by Russian negotiators are considered broken, and it is dimming the light in progress towards peace. One area we are hearing Russian forces are withdrawing from is in and around the Chernobyl nuclear site. According to Ukrainian state power company officials, they believe troops were digging trenches and became exposed to significant levels of radiation. So far, no word from the Kremlin.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. The Pentagon says an initial half dozen shipments of weapons and other security assistance has reached Ukraine. The part of the $800 million in aid to Ukraine President Biden signed off on earlier this month. President Biden unveiling plans he says will help lower gas prices.
Today, I'm authorizing the release of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months, over 180 million barrels for the strategic from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
President calls it a wartime bridge to increase supply until production ramps up. He's also urging Congress to approve a use it or lose it policy that would require energy companies to pay fees on unused acres of leased land. The White House says it's preparing in case the CDC makes changes to Title 42, an order put in place by the CDC during the pandemic, which allowed migrants to be expelled to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Our goal is going to be to process migrants in a safe and orderly manner.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield, the White House has said the migration system will be built up to ensure order and the humane treatment of migrants. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The defense has rested and the presentation of evidence is over in the trial of four men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
It was surprisingly less than one day of defense testimony in which Daniel Harris, one of four men accused in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID lockdowns in 2020, told jurors that he never agreed to kidnap the governor and called the leader of the group, Adam Fox, a buffoon. Fox, Barry Croft Jr., and Brandon Caserta, who maintained they were set up by the FBI, did not take the witness stand after federal prosecutors provided 13 days of evidence and testimony, including from two other men who, in deals with prosecutors, pled guilty in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Facebook's parent company Meta is reportedly going after TikTok. The Washington Post reporting it's hired a Republican consulting firm called Targeting Victory to launch a nationwide campaign against TikTok to sway public opinion away from the company by planting local news stories and op-eds in newspapers around the country. Meta has confirmed it has hired Targeted Victory, saying it feels TikTok should face a level of scrutiny consistent with their growing success. Like a lot of other things, the price of meat keeps climbing.
The price of meat is expected to continue climbing, according to a new analysis from Evercore ISI, which projects that meat and poultry prices will keep rising, although pricier cuts like steak should level off or even drop as shoppers change their buying patterns. Pork and ground beef could climb as high as 20% year over year during the same period. Chicken breast reaching as high as 70% year over year in the first half of 2022. The report, pointing to the rising cost of grain used to feed livestock, such as wheat, soybeans, and corn, as a significant factor.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.